98.9 FM. Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley have a yarn and a laugh about what makes a mob wild this week.
Well, what are you? Are you an Aboriginal or not an Aboriginal?
I'll identify this time as black
talk. It's Wild Black Women on Let's Talk. And here they are. Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
It is Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley, and it's Wild Black Women on Friday, and I'm very excited.
Oh, I'm tired.
Are you?
I'm tired. This is it's that time of the year. It's our Men Behaving Badly special.
It is.
Two-parter.
That's how bad it is.
That's how many of them.
It's
bigger. That's why I'm tired.
Let's do business.
There's been a lot of badly behaving men, and we're going to run down. This show is the first half, and then 10 to 1 next week. So yeah, two-parter.
Top 10 next week, but don't worry, this 20 to 11 is pretty awesome.
Hello. We had people voting and they couldn't decide. But before we start, let's acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we're broadcasting from today, and want you to the show, everyone, to Jagera country, acknowledge the traditional owners of the surrounding Brisbane area and all the TOs and the mob and wherever you're listening into from today.
Hey.
Yes.
This used to be fun.
Oh, what? Why not, sis? What's going on?
Oh, I don't know.
Please explain.
I demand that he be a man, Hopkins. Okay.
I'm sick of it.
Thanks, honey, Pauline, for backing me up. For those who have you know, missed the memo, we have annually we have our Men Behaving Badly list.
Yes.
It's one of our highest rating shows over the years. A lot of brothers tuning in, checking out if they made the list.
Freaking out, sweating.
And we've got some new categories this year.
We do.
We have introduced a Hall of Fame category because there's some men that want to keep coming back year after year.
I know. They're bog road material. They're repeat offenders.
Repeat offenders.
And they just keep coming back. So
in honour of them, we're going to induct some into the Men Behaving Badly Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You're welcome. And we've also... Yeah, there's some international categories which we like to call the Trevor Noah Award.
Yes.
For black men internationally who've let us down.
Yeah, the Trevor Noah Award for men who've let us down.
It's a special one. But we've also, you know, taking a strength-based approach.
Yeah.
We've introduced our He Ain't Heavy, He's Our Brother nominations for the black men who have turned up.
Yes. They're good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say we don't give love to black men.
Mm.
Don't look at me like that, Angelina. Yeah, you and Lenny Kravitz knock off.
Oh, I was going to say there. Now Lenny knows all about it. I'm his biggest fan. He know where the love coming from.
I don't know about any of these fellas. So we're going to start this countdown on
none of them are sexy, I'll tell you that.
None.
Especially not number 20, sis.
Oh, your uncle.
Oh, your uncle now.
Now, look, can I just... Disclaimer. Look, we don't do a lot of prep for these shows.
If you can't tell.
And also, well, we've got day jobs. But also...
But we do our research.
Memory's not the best. So for the men who offended between January to April, you're probably cleared off the list because we couldn't remember. Just, you know. I don't want people messaging me and say, you missed so-and-so on January 25th or something. I can't remember.
Oh, no.
It's been a year because there were a few that were like, did that happen this year?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. 2019 was a really long year.
It was. It really was.
So there are some that I've got off only because of our failing memories. Again, you're welcome. So number 20
is... We need a drum roll, hey?
I feel like it's...
Anyway.
Your uncle.
Your uncle Darren Hinch.
Darren Hinch.
Da-da-da Darren.
Oh,
duh.
What did he make the list for this time?
He complained like his normal position, complaining. There were about the investigation of the kids that drowned in Western Australia.
Oh, that, no, but I think it was the Townsville floods, hey?
Oh, sorry. There was two.
Yes. See how well researched we are.
Aboriginal men in the flood were allegedly chased by police, he said.
He was on Twitter complaining that there would be even an investigation into the drowning deaths of those two young Aboriginal men.
Sorry, that's right. I remember those two brothers. R.I.P. Terrible.
And who does that?
Like, why would you complain that an investigation into something so tragic actually had to take place? What?
Like, yeah.
Does anyone even listen to his show anymore?
I don't know. The things people do to stay relevant. I think there's a few of those kinds of people.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your Uncle Darren. Number 19.
Number 19. Yeah.
Oh, Andrew Lemming. This is another one. Who is this fella?
I don't know. Was he the one who was campaigning to Andrew Lemming? And it saw that.
Oh, he had an Uluru. He's one among so many that had the campaign for in support of climbing Uluru.
He had a campaign in support of climbing it while it was closing down. Oh my God!
Just.
I hate you so much right now.
I just. He makes me tired.
White man's views around social justice or ideas of social justice are really confusing to me.
It's way out there, isn't it?
Yeah. And the things they get to complain about.
I can't. It all says it in the name.
It's that thing about black people can't have nothing.
No.
Not even an investigation.
No.
You know, not even respect for sacred sites. Kind of have nothing.
No.
These fellas.
Boring.
Number 18.
Your favourite and mine.
Mundine.
Which one? Mundine.
I don't know. Did Anthony have a fight this year? Because if he did, I'm sure he said something controversial that would get him on the list.
Well, he just had one and he lost.
Oh, he's retired.
Yeah, he retired. So, yeah. Gunung.
Yours.
but the uncle there,
Warren. Oh. What did he... Oh, what did he... He did a few things this year. I just can't keep track. His behaviour... I mean, I think he makes the list for those... what's those cartoon images of himself he does on Twitter?
Does he? I haven't...
He does.
Looking.
I forget what they're called because they were around 10 years ago. You know the cartoon? I feel really bad. I don't even know what they're called. I can't even remember. See, I can't remember nothing. He does this.
Well, you know, there was the bit about the government funding for his second season of his Sky News program.
Oh, that was this year.
Yes.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, so Uncle.
What was it called? Wamba Business.
Mundine means business.
Oh.
Business of getting really good grants from the government.
Means bucks.
It was really interesting. So he had this show, Mundine Means Business, lecturing the natives about being entrepreneurial and not being relied upon government funding,
yes,
despite having a show that was government funded.
I know, because he was sick of all the...
I'm sick of it.
All the handouts. And which way now? Putting the other hand out for some handout.
Hey, and it was really cool because he actually got some a grant that before having submitted the application.
Oh, true.
Mm. And this was the same person who was overseeing the review of Indigenous funding, the review of the Indigenous Advancement Strategy. which saw a lot of Indigenous community-controlled organisations miss out on Indigenous advancement funding.
Hello.
You better think, think about what's trying to do to me, yeah, think. And couldn't get elected either. My memory's coming back.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. Yes, and but, another thing. He also... Penthouse.
Sorry. His career is upgraded to writing for Penthouse now. That's his latest gig.
Keeping it classy, Unc.
Uh-huh. It's not for the pictures.
I'm trying to find those pictures that he does of himself.
No, please.
To show.
No.
Yes, here. Oh, art copying life or life copying art.
If you come up, could only see that, what we can see. Oh, I don't know. I might go blind. I can't. Really, I have never seen those before.
Haven't you? They were around years ago.
Oh, true.
Him and there's another one that's on a Indigenous panel who also does her own little caricatures of herself.
Oh, true.
As if her being wasn't comical enough. you all know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
yes. Well, but I digress. Where are we up to?
We were going from Penthouse to Peter Ford.
Peter.
Number 17.
Who is Peter
Ford
anyway?
Yeah, who is he? He's some annoying...
Apparently he's an entertainment reporter.
Apparently.
Look, he's got a few offences. I got blocked from him early on before the whole Qantas affair, so...
Oh, right.
All you black people complaining about being blocked by him, get in line. We've all been there. Peter, he was the one, you know. So there's been interesting, some of the black people who have come to this country and some of their encounters with the settlers here.
Yes.
You know, put us on the national, international stage for our racism. So Will.i.am had that encounter with the Qantas airline attendant, of which he was greeted with police on his arrival, courtesy of Karen or whatever her name is. and so Jenny, it's got to be Jenny. So he tweeted about his experience, and I think he named the flight attendant and he had photos and stuff. So Peter, fighting the good fight, went in on Will.i.am and had this whole back and forth, and he suggested that Will.i.am's tweet was a form of intimidation and abuse. I think the person who was intimidating and being abusive was the white woman who called the police on a black man.
I think so.
Because in this country, that's the biggest threat.
Oh, my God.
Not black men on white women. And so he invoked a particular discourse upon Will.i.am.
Yeah, on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, other black people spoke out, he just blocked them.
Yeah.
And look, I am a fan of, we're both fans of blocking.
Hello.
You have a right to where you want to mix in. It's not, don't take it personally. You just, sometimes you don't want to see people's stuff.
No.
And I'm blocked from people that I have never had a relationship with. It is what it is. But I might want to have a conversation and then erase black people from being able to participate in that conversation.
Yes.
That's a different kind of thing.
Yes.
Because he's having this back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because out of nowhere it became a thing, and it sounds like he's got a lot of time on his hands at work because he blocked every black person you could possibly black on Twitter, and that takes a long time.
It does take a lot. There's a lot of black fellas out there. But I also want to give him a special mention. Peter Ford, we missed this back in 2016, but he was also the guy that commentated on the separation of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, did he?
Amid claims of domestic violence. And on the morning show he stated, I probably shouldn't say this. I'll probably get in trouble, but it's not wise to marry a bisexual. Yeah. On you, Peter.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No wonder he's number 17.
Hey, I need a song. I'm done.
Yes, we need a break. Oh.
the big stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes,
oh, yeah,
and have a big fine car, oh yes you do now. Do you think I can afford to give you my love?
Oh,
you
yeah,
think you're higher than every star above, Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Poor girls cry when they try to keep you happy. They just try to keep you satisfied. It's the big stuff. Tell me, tell me.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love.
Behaving badly. Part one.
So many. Let me count the ways.
Hey. He's still looking.
I'm tired. And what are we up to, 16?
We're up to 16.
Number 16 is everyone's favourite uncle.
Andrew Forrest.
Andrew Forrest.
Especially in WA, hey?
Shout out to WA. This fella, true. This fella's family, true. He's on the list lately. I feel like, what have you done for me lately? More recently, old mate appealed a native title claim, citing concerns about the higher standard of engagement with traditional owner groups that would be required. I love that. If you've, like, being
citing concerns about the higher standard of engagement. What does he mean?
He just wants the land, damn it. And not to be accountable to the native folk. So you just appeal the native title claim.
Yeah, he did that. But when has he ever given a crap?
Allegedly.
It hasn't stopped
him
yet, has it?
No.
Any form of engagement hasn't stopped him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Progress so far.
But old mate's got so many reasons to be on that list.
And the fact that his head pops up on the news every now and again is pretty atrocious.
He's a serial offender. Serial offender. I mean, it just is. It's amazing to me. Well, it's not amazing. It's the people who get to influence Indigenous social policy in this country. From miners to medical practitioners to missionaries, the ways in which white men get to run the lives of black people, and there's no mention of conflict of interest here.
No, never. Funny that,
because old mate had a hand in the old those special welfare cards and things, and apparently wanting to help the natives by what, appealing native title claims.
Yeah.
What a guy. guy. What a guy. Yeah, but, I mean, he comes from a family who have rationalised the abuse of Aboriginal people under the disguise of supposed benevolence, so it's not like it's anything new. Anyway, I'm wild.
I know. No, good.
It's not funny. It's not funny anymore, Edge.
No, it's getting wilder. Speaking of two men who think they can tell Indigenous people what to do.
Oh, your boy Joe.
Your boy Joe and your man Andrew. Joe Hildebrand and Andrew Bolt.
Well, Joe wants to be Andrew. He's aspiring. He's working hard. I think he might just get there too. I don't... The big stuff. Who do you think you are? The big stuff.
Oh, true.
I was trying to work out... what would be the reason for Joe this year? It did start back around 26th of January.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? On that fantastic whatever show they're on and the panel. Oh,
yep.
God.
Apparently Joe really cares about the Aborigines.
Yes, he does.
He had several ridiculous opinion pieces. Well, each one he writes is quite ridiculous, in my opinion. I mean, it's okay for an almost honest student.
An almost honest student. Good try, brother. Good try.
Greg Dunlop from NT, want to talk about amateurish journalism? Well, let me introduce you to Joe Hildebrand.
Wait there, Craig. Your turn's coming.
Be patient. But one of his opinion pieces that got me a bit wild this year was the one where he reduced domestic violence to that as a problem of poor and black people.
That's right.
Can I just quote one of his things?
Yeah, please do.
I and precious few others have been crazy brave enough to publicly draw attention to the fact that poorest communities are hardest hit by domestic violence. But can we cut to a clip with Phil Cleary, and Joe on Studio 10. This was in the wake of the brutal murder of Courtney Heron and the need to address violence against women.
Phil, if we can just bring quickly before we've run out of time, and it's a very, very emotive issue and a very important issue.
Well,
if I can just ask, of course it is, because it's very personal for you because you lost your sister and the most horrendous circumstances.
I have an academic view of the question as well. Being the brother of a murdered woman doesn't stop me thinking academically about the question. But what is the question?
The question is, do you think in the circumstance that I believe, but I don't have the research and the stats, do you believe we are seeing an increase in violence and disrespect against women, or do you think we just know about it more now because people are talking about domestic violence? And do you think it is a problem that is getting worse in our world, and why?
I think we clearly know more about it because women are coming forward. I would hypothesise that we're in an epoch and an era where women are challenging men, I should say, more and more. Women in the aftermath of second wave feminism are asserting their independence. I believe there's an underbelly of men who are highly resistant to what women are doing. Now, are those men supported by institutions? When the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, or Leader of the Opposition, stands in front of posters on Parliament House with the poster saying ditch the witch, and he's talking about Julia Gillard, what message is that telling to the men of the world? I'm saying there's a cultural problem out there that we have to address, in that men are resistant to women expressing their independence. Now, Joe might say it's not his mates. Well, it must be someone out there that's giving comfort to those men.
How good is Uncle Phil?
Oh my God.
It's not a men's... the thing that you missed on the audio with this when you watched the clip is Joe's face.
Yeah.
As Uncle Phil's, like, telling him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what interest it serves. I don't know what interest it serves.
Yes, we know.
But it's... Yeah. Fighting the good fight, these white men.
Fighting the good fight. Oh, he may, yeah,
let
he
me cut
me
that. Yeah, appealing native title claims, defending against climbing sacred sites. Like, just the causes of white men.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just mounting up, aren't they? So revealing about their culture.
Maybe he is kind of, you know, aspire to be his Uncle Andrew Bolton, move over to Sky News.
Place his cards right and make it his own show like Uncle Warren.
Crowdfunding, Joe. Crowdfunding. Don't fund me.
Why do we have Bolton on this time?
He had
a few reasons this year. I can't even keep up. He's up there with Joe. They tied.
Yeah. He's always complaining about something.
Yeah.
I think he's had Warren and Jacinta run his program. I think he was complaining about everything Indigenous. Just doesn't he?
I think he's now called the White Emu, isn't he?
The White Emu.
I want to thank Sister Arabella for that one. I think she started the hashtag White Emu.
Yes, good one, sis.
I think, don't rouse me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw it.
Credit where credit's due.
Continue on with the white boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Number 14, Angelina.
Oh, in with a bullet it came. Number 14. Little bullets, mind you. The young LNP boys and their little videos.
Look, they heard about the list. They snuck in.
They couldn't wait to be on it.
What's old mate's name? Can we play the audio?
Yes, please.
Well, there's not too much to say about it. I'm fed up with having all these sports stars stand out on our stages and not sing the national anthem. They're putting our Australian jumper on. They're going to sing the anthem. I mean, we've got to stop celebrating a culture that couldn't even invent the bloody wheel, for God's sake. We've got to start enjoying and living in Western culture.
G'day, guys. We're out here today at Schoolies 2019. I'm your Gold Coast Young LNP Chair, Barclay McGain.
Can you... What, and, I can't even... Go on, tell me.
What I love is how... Did you see the media... there was an LNP member who was being grilled about it, and she was like, yes, we're going to address it. And yes, it will be addressed. But they kept asking her how. She's like, yes, it will be addressed. You said it like five times. It's like someone should have given her better notes. She didn't have any other lines to go. But from the party whose leader said we were nothing but bush, you know?
Yes.
This is right on brand.
Oh, my God. And mind you, they were UQ students, just saying.
Well, there'll be a lovely degree for them shortly. Just hang in there, kids. Speaking in defence of Western civilisation.
I'm going back in time. I still haven't forgiven the young liberals for getting rid of Triple Z out of the universities in the 80s. And they're still there causing havoc.
What's his name? Barclay McGain. That's the name of the fella.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, Barclay.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Barclay, what a weird name.
I think, again, it's on brand. in defense of his people. Can I play? This is the media press release I wanted to play.
Personally, it is inappropriate and the party are taking action.
Do you think that internal action is good enough or should be more public so that a clear message is sent that it's not okay?
Well, it is inappropriate and the party are taking action.
Sorry, when you say the party is taking action, what exactly do you mean? What are you...
Well, the party is taking action. Put out a statement.
Wait for it.
Again. This is inappropriate, and the party is doing the right thing and taking action.
One more time.
Well, the party have made a very clear statement. This is inappropriate, and the party are taking action.
What the hell? Please explain. Please explain.
Yeah, poor Joe's like, so can you tell me what action it is? I love, it was like, the script was... go out there and say it's inappropriate and that we're taking action. You should have given us something else to say. Or even, it was racist.
Yeah, hello.
I think shout out to Jack Lattimore, who did an article recently where he didn't put racist in quotation marks. Because it was just racist.
Yeah, hello.
It's a first. It's a moment in our history that a story about racism could be stated as racism without the...
Without a surprise.
Allegedly.
Like it never happened. Oh, my God.
I feel like we're almost at our post-colonial moment. It's arrived, my people. It's arrived.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Stop celebrating people who apparently couldn't even invent the wheel. What, Migloos? Because that's who you're talking about, little boy.
Oh. Bub.
Oh, Bubba. Carfax.
You know, it's... Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, number 13. This show is getting away with us. Number 13.
We're just waking up, folks.
Number 13.
Number 13. Gone. You're like, okay, I'm gonna sound it. See, this is how this show works. She comes up with things and then can't say them, and so I have to
say I'll own it.
And go.
Black books without bloodlines.
And which way are producers looking at us funny? What does that mean?
Books about black people are by people who do not declare bloodlines.
Yes. It's been a thing this year.
It's been a thing every year.
Oh, okay.
If you, whether it's fiction, non-fiction,
since 1788,
pretty much another day in the colony, people. And it's a spectrum, right? There are white fellas writing about black people, and there are and all the way down, and it's really hard to find books by black people about black people.
Yeah,
who have always been black people.
That's right.
Good ways. Mm-hmm. And it's not suggesting that that's not a reality in our community. What I struggle with is the monopoly of those narratives over people who've always been black.
Yeah.
And in a way that is actually weaponized against people who have always been black.
Yep. Yep.
And no shame about that.
Absolutely not.
Because we've suffered enough.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I can't...
If you're going to write about culture, then we've got a right to say, well, where does yours come from?
Hey, I think so.
How did it come to be?
Yeah.
But that's not lateral violence. It's about accountability.
Yeah. And when people question you on those things, it's legitimate.
Yeah.
Because you're apparently coming from a black voice in a black space and your black experience. So what is it? Where does it come from? And that's not lateral violence. And we're not jealous.
No. No.
Doesn't mean we're jealous.
No. Bless. Oh. And here, no one's sending private messages out here. No one's sending emails to people.
Mass emails around defending this behaviour.
And defaming black women.
Hey.
So it's in the public domain.
That's right.
So shame on you.
Yeah. Where's my button? There now.
Hey,
we need a song.
We need a song.
You, for a long time it was you. I was young and insecure about the way I looked, and then you said, stay. And I couldn't look away. I was staring at your face in front of me. I could not believe all the things you said. They showed me what's inside your head. Yeah, you are so beautiful and so full of it all. I wish that I could start again, and maybe I would be your friend. Then I wouldn't have to know who you really are. You're so ugly, so damn ugly, on the inside. With a face like that, it's easier to hide that you're so on the inside, you're so ugly.
is just a bet, and that's pretty ugly.
All the things you said, they showed me what's inside your head. Yeah, you are so beautiful and so full of it all. I wish that I could start again, and maybe I would be your friend. Then I wouldn't have to know who you really are. Yes, I would be so damn ugly on the inside. With a face like that, it's easier to hide that you're so ugly on the inside. On the inside, you're so ugly, so damn ugly on the inside. With a face like that, it's easier to hide that you're so ugly on the inside. On the inside, you're so ugly.
It's that time of year.
It's Men Behaving Badly special, part one, from number 20 to number 11.
Hello. and number 12.
is a category because for so many offences.
Oh, close to our hearts.
To white sports commentators. Pick your code, people. Pick your code.
I'm sick of it. Actually, sick of it.
Let's start with. Well, look, there were two documentaries that came out this year.
Yes. We're starting with AFL.
Well, let's start with the AFL.
Okay.
Because you had on your list your man there, Sam Newman. You love him. you had him. I'm like, what for this time? For his appearance on one of those documentaries or something? Was he interviewed or was it archival?
So there's two docos about Adam Good this year. And unfortunately, Eddie and Sam had to be in both of them.
Of course.
To, you know, the
hideous, main actors there.
Hideous commentary, yep. And then, you know, them trying to, what do you call it, redeem themselves, which was impossible.
It's the iconic white boys club, you know, and it's all through humour that they
They're saying all the smoking and the gross comments and stuff like that. But I put them on the list for the way that they reacted to the backlash of, just the commentary.
So they sooked about how they were seen on the
These were two documentaries about Adam Goods, not about you.
Well,
it's not all about you.
What about me?
I do like the one though, the final quarter, which is all archival footage.
Yes.
There's no narrative over it. It's just archival footage,
it's
right?
It's just a fact. You guys said these things.
Yeah. Mirror, if you don't like what you see, we'll fix it.
Hello.
Like that face.
I won't even go there with what Sam does.
Oh,
we
need to go to Thelma Plum Ugly. Right? It's one of my favourite songs.
I know. Here.
Eddie
cried.
No.
He cried.
No.
Yes.
Shut up. Really?
What about me?
He cried. Sam just got angry and more offensive.
Yeah, this is around the saga in which Adam Goods was called the Sook?
Yes.
Oh, the irony.
Hello.
Can I also add, while we're talking about Sam Newman too, can we also add the part where he was also part of that whole campaign about climbing Uluru?
Yeah.
So he posted a picture of him teeing off on top of a sacred site. These men, I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with you?
I have no idea.
Okay. Are we still on the sports Can we move on from Eddie and Sam?
Sports.
You want to keep talking about your man? Because we've got to go to rugby league yet.
Was I not? Well, yes. Okay, let's go to rugby league.
In the same category here. We're still on number 12. Yes. Oh, well, where do we start? Okay, firstly, New South Wales selectors.
Mm-hmm.
The response from sort of the New South Wales Rugby League fraternity around these men answering a question about the anthem, they didn't come out with the statement. They were asked about the anthem and they gave an honest answer.
Yes.
And that was, well, we don't sing it. We're not, you know, this is not.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to make a political statement. They were just answering a question that was put to them.
Yeah.
But it became as though they were distracted from the game and they had done all this.
Oh, God.
Of course, we know some men got dropped after game one, funnily enough. But there was also some Latrell's having his Adam Goods moment this year.
I know, the brother, poor thing.
In the same year, the two documentaries came out about this.
I know.
Rugby League says, hold my drink.
Oh, my God. Dogs with bones. Can't let them go. Let's just move codes. It's disgraceful.
What's it? Old mate Richie who told, said that Latrell should get a thicker skin.
Yeah, should we play this bit?
Play it again.
Laura, I've got to ask you a question, though. Do you honestly believe that the racial vilification earlier in the year did affect him? If it did, should it? Hang on, let me finish. And do you think this has happened so often in Latrell's life that he now has become used to it, albeit I don't agree with it, clearly, but is it something that he has to learn to live with? Something like this can't be allowed to affect his form, albeit it would be difficult to overcome.
Well, I can't speak for Latrell. All right? I can't speak for him. But I do know people handle criticism differently.
Mm.
And I don't know how he's handled it. I'm hoping that he's got good support network around him. But you know what trolls are like. I'm not on social media, so I don't care. And I'm 50 years of age. So whatever people say to me, it's water off a duck's back. But you're talking about a 22-year-old that is at a club in Sydney, a high-profile club. He's a high-profile athlete trying to deal with himself as a leader in the Indigenous community, trying to make strong statements for them as well as playing rugby league, and then gets abused. I don't know how he copes with it, all right? I'm not here to justify that.
It's one half-wit who wants to go on and troll.
No, it's not one.
Do players have to get a thicker skin to try to combat and let one bloke who clearly is an idiot affect him?
Oh, yeah. Tell him brother to get a thicker skin. Are you kidding me?
And also, cheers to Laurie Daly.
I'm not even going to go there. That's my ad-lib button. I don't have one.
And then more recently...
gammon.
Yeah.
It wasn't a defence of him at all. It was a real pathetic attempt at defending him. Just go there. Please, someone help these brothers out. Someone back us up. It's racism. It's racist.
Yep. We need to do like a special media training course for people how to respond to racism in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can bring Yumi in.
Yes, thank you.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, just call it out.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Yeah, but also, can I also give a special shout out in this category to James Hooper, who wrote this article because, you know, it's a big guessing game of where Latrell's going to sign. And because this is a business, right?
Yes.
So he gets to see what the offers are and what's the best offer.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're sooking because – so he claimed that Latrell left the Tigers hanging. Now, I'm sorry. Like, so this article, he frames it as though the Tigers are some charitable endeavour that are taking Latrell in and he left them hanging. No. This is not how this works. Not how it works.
No.
You got to fight for this fella.
Yeah.
And if he turned you down, sorry, you missed out. But it's that thing of black people don't deserve anything, not even when you're top of your game.
Yep.
Oven!
Oven!
Yes.
I just, and also, I mean, on the New South Wales State of Origin selectors, I just love how they treated Luttrell and Walker and the blackfellas, particularly when you contrast it with how they treated Andrew the Black Sea Johns.
Exactly. Yes, let's see.
Who was making the most problematic political statement? I wonder.
Anyway.
What number are we up to? I've even lost count.
Number 11.
Oh, this is it.
This is my favourite.
This is my favourite.
The Trevor and Noah International Award for men of colour who have let us down.
Inspired by the deeds of our brother Trevor and his dimples. well, you know,
he's not
going to
get an Emmy, but he's got an award named after him.
He's got an award named after him. And you're welcome, Trev.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I just...
all international? Yes, they are.
Well, this is the category, sis.
This is the category.
Okay, who
won
first?
Just double checking, because, you know, anyway.
Okay, who won first?
Okay, on the list. wait, I'm just looking up the brother. Patrick Patterson.
Also known as Sam Thaido Wannabe. Don't worry, Sammy. We've got a place for you.
Someone else is in your club.
Not to be outdone. What did he do? You saw this one.
Oh, he's been on. Someone posted it and went, Los Angeles Clippers, is that the... Sorry, I'm not into basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the team? Referred to black women as bulldogs. When asked why NBA players marry white women on the anniversary, and then he posted a picture of his white wife. Because black women are bulldogs.
Apparently. On you, Patrick.
And then someone, which cracked me up, someone went into his Wikipedia account and put Patrick, in brackets... Patrick hates black women. Patterson is an American basketball player.
I think you've started this craze, though, Ange, of giving people extended middle names.
I know, it's great.
I love it. Who else we got? Can I? We've got a special mention to Kanye. For the gospel album.
You know, that got... When I told people that that was on the list, it got the biggest laugh.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't need to discuss that one.
A gospel album, Kanye, really?
Who's buying that? Oh, Ken, hey. Your boy T.I.
Oh, my goodness, what a disgusting...
Speaking of being virtuous.
Oh, this grossed me out.
It's disgusting.
And he's tried to defend it, and I haven't read the defense, and I don't know if it's valid. Really, I don't know how you can defend it, but T.I. has his teenage daughter, have a medical hymen checked annually. He was being interviewed, and he said that he takes his daughter to the doctor to have her hymen checked annually. What? Is there a vomit button?
I don't even know what to do with this.
Neither do I. We've had ad-lib vomiting here. It's just like, I don't know.
Let me count the ways of how messed up this is. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Why would you do that? And what makes him think he's got the right to do that?
And he boasted about it. Like,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, it's gross.
He was on an American TV show, the one that Jada Pinkett Smith does. Whatever is her name? Whatever.
Trying to
defend it, or clarify.
It was like his Prince Andrew interview moment.
Oh.
Just trying to save himself but dug himself in deep. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it just wasn't. No. Yeah, no, that was so gross. Anyway.
Sometimes it's just to go, you know what, I got it wrong and I'm going to learn and I'll come back and open my mouth once I've thought about it some more.
Yeah.
That's all. Just do that. People, yeah. No one can give you a hard time for that. While we're there, can we talk about Dave Chappelle?
Yes, I know.
He's on the list.
I know. He's on the list. There's controversy about his latest comedy.
Sticks and Stones?
Yeah, Sticks and Stones.
Did a call out of cancel culture.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he went there. We thought he's
jokes and humour.
See, I've been... he tainted it for me when he came to Australia.
Yeah.
And I saw him do his set here where he came to Australia and did not tell one joke about race and racism.
Yeah, it was a big letdown because that's what he was
and
famous
he
for.
And he made jokes about didgeridoo sounds and really vulgar things about women and stuff, and it was just lazy. It's not clever.
Yeah, no.
It's lazy.
I was waiting for him to come back, and so that's why...
See how generous we are for black men?
Hello. Give him another chance.
Give him another go.
Yeah.
Give him a one-hour show so they can learn. Trevor.
And then, so I watched Sticks and Stones, and I got to say I did like a lot of it, and I was laughing, but then there were some just blow-the-belt moments. It was just like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, comedy's supposed to do that, but, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't very popular.
No,
what
was interesting, I think, because he made reference to Michael Jackson. And what was interesting is that the director of the – is it Finding Neverland, the documentary?
Oh, yeah.
He came out and said, I don't think Dave Chappelle was very funny or clever to do what he did, you know, mocking kids who are raped by famous people. It's is that funny?
So this is the director of that doco saying this? Oh, okay.
I just don't know if that's funny. You know, like, and the way in which people use comedy as a way to be able to say, well, I can say whatever I like. Well,
Yeah. This is way more bigger conversation than I've got time for.
Yeah. I just think that you can be funny without punching down. And, in fact, the funniest stuff is the punching up, which we'll talk to a brother who's on our – he ain't heavy list. but, you know, like, I think
– I understand whether, like, from a comedy structure, joke writing, I understand completely where that came from and how he did that and why he did it. And that doco was a bit iffy for me anyway, personally. Yep. So I can see where the parallels were being made there, but do you need – can you say it a different way maybe? You don't have to go there.
Yeah, I think sometimes people are trying to be funny or clever in ways that aren't funny or clever. And, you know, there are times where, I mean, we push boundaries about what we do and say all the time. And there's stuff that we go, you know what, we actually can't do that one. Even though we're rolling around on the floor in the room.
laughing,
going,
we want to do it, but we can't do it. Yeah.
And that's okay. About the there are limits, there are boundaries. And
But
and
I'm all for truth telling because that's funny.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I love telling the truth about the way in which power operates upon the powerless. I don't like laughing about the people in powerless positions or suggesting that because someone powerful oppressed them that therefore they should be thankful for it.
Yeah, that's the line, isn't it? The power structure.
Yeah. Yes. Particularly when you're a black man.
Well, hey.
Trevor Noah.
Ah.
See, this award made sense.
It all comes around.
Oh, where are we at? What? That's 11.
Yeah, we need a
song. And then we're going to get to, because we're almost at the hour, our first inductee into the Men Behaving Badly Hall of Fame.
Yes, we have a Hall of Fame.
And our nominees for He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
The road is long.
No better is he. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. It's a long, long road.
Badly for
feels like part wish. Five.
Doesn't it? What?
I'm tired.
Could be mistaken for us having this show all year, but we're just condensing it.
So we've got, we have to make the official announcement of our, we're going to induct two great men. into our Men Behaving Badly Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And she's going to do the honours. So who's our first? Our second one we'll announce on next week's show.
Yeah, yeah. She just busted and announced that one.
But I know, I can't
the
wait.
The one for this show, for part two of the show, is...
sticking with the international theme.
That's right, yeah. So I was trying to make a link there, but I wasn't quick enough.
I'm good for a segue sometimes.
Your President Donald Trump.
Mm.
Did we need a drum roll? We should have had one. He's... Well, yeah.
He was. let's read his bio. He was the first number one of our Men Behaving Badly special.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He rolled into the theme of Darth Vader on some Star Wars.
Yes.
Show.
Look, I don't have a lot to say about this guy, except
that hasn't already been said.
He's doing stuff on the weekly. There's just too many. We're like, you know what, stuff. He doesn't get a number. He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he created the category.
They're there now. Serial offender, every week, always on Twitter, always got something doogle to say, especially when you're telling the black women in your Congress to go back to where they came from.
Mm.
Yeah, he was a clear entry.
Yep.
Inductee.
Yep, he's in.
Yeah.
But let's get to He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
Yes.
We've got a few. We'll be announcing some more next week. So yes, don't be crying if you're not on the list yet.
So we'd like to acknowledge the deadly work of some of our brothers because we do note and
yeah.
What you do.
On the sporting theme, I want to give a shout out to Mana Tahu for the article in defence of Latrell. But Tamana, I think, gets on the Hall of Fame list for He Ain't Heavy. prior to this for him walking out of Origin in defence of Inglis, who was on the other team.
Hey! That's how to be a brother.
Don't see a lot of courageous black men in the colony, but when we see them, we're going to give them a shout-out.
Hey!
That was solid.
It was awesome.
Never played Origin again.
Yeah.
But did the right thing.
There you go. That's how to do it.
You got to know when the colony's not rewarding you, it means you're doing something good for your mob.
Hey.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a big shout-out to Mana for that. And yeah, speaking up, because it's easy to just walk on by when black people are getting abused and a lot of people run so that they don't get cop it.
Yeah.
So big shout-out to him.
Yeah.
Another fella writing an op-ed, Ange.
Yeah.
Cousin Dean Witters.
Oh.
He's family. Bryce family. His call out of that tea analogy.
I know, it's great. Because, brother, I tell you what, I'm sick of that analogy too.
Hey.
Oh, can't even.
It does matter how much milk there is.
Yeah, it does.
Still going to taste like coffee somehow.
Please. Hot water and milk just doesn't cut it.
Oh, and this, look, I'm not charcoal, so this is not an anti-fair skin thing. And I've got a kid lighter than me. This is not about anti-fair skin stuff.
Yeah, but,
But mix him with mob batters. If your identity is defined by a past ancestry, like by great-great-great-great-grandma, and you have nothing to do with other black fellas.
Ever?
I'm sorry, no.
Or your gammon can't find them.
Keep it black and strong. Keep it black and strong.
It on Google. Not valid.
Oh, we get in trouble for this show.
I know. Who else?
New South Wales Origin, the fellas who made that stance, even though they didn't deliberately want to make that stance.
They didn't want to, but
they did.
To all the
good
brothers who didn't sing the anthem, cheers to you.
And can I also give a shout-out to Amir Rahman? This is from The Vault, this one.
Yeah?
Because he got a bit of a run. His stand-up around the punching Nazi defence.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh thinking about it. Just so good. His stand-up is phenomenal. He's been referenced so many times. He's in every Indigenous lecture. Like he's
the reverse racism one. That was spectacular.
I know, so great.
But in response to Chappelle, in terms of being funny and clever,
yes,
this is what funny and clever looks like when non-white men get the stage.
Yes,
that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. And so, shout out to all those brothers.
Shout out. Sorry if you haven't made the list yet. Tune in next week. You might get your shout out on the good or the bad list. Who's been naughty and nice?
Merry Christmas.
We've got to go. We're over time.
Yeah. So tune in next week for the 10 to 1.
It's not to be missed.